84, Maslisin Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Rabbi Yehuda says, Beitkin Er Yudalad, we check on the night of the 14th, Ubi Yudalad Shachris, and in the morning of the 14th, Ubi Shasabir, and at the time of burning. Vachachamim Eimrim, and the Chachamim say, Loi Badak Er Yudalad, if you did not check on the Er of the 14th, the night of the 14th, Yivdak Be Yudalad, you should check on the 14th, meaning in the morning. Loi badak b'yudalad, if you did not check in the morning of the 14th, yivdek b'soich ha-moyed, you should check during the time. Loi badak b'soich ha-moyed, if you did not check during the time, yivdek la'ach ha-moyed, you should check after the time. The Mishnah finishes off, momashe m'shayer, and what he leaves over, yenichenu b'tzina, he should put it in hiding or in private, kadesh lo yehet sarich b'dika acharav, so that he will not need to check after it. Gemara, Frag the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? And for the Gemara, Rav Chista, Rabbi Barav Huna, Rav Chista and Rabbi Barav Huna, Domit Ravayo, that both of them say, Keneged Sholish Hashbasa Shebet Torah, corresponding to the three destroyings in the Torah, meaning the three expressions of destroying, as Rashi explains. One pasuk is, Lo yira lecha chametz, it shall not be seen for you chametz, Vlo yira lecha seir, it shall not be seen for you seir. The second pasuk, shivas yomim, 7 days, se'er lo yimotzim v'teichem, chametz shall not be found in your houses. And the third pasuk, ach bayim arishim, but on the first day, tashbis se'er v'teichem, you shall destroy chametz from your houses. Masiv, Rabbi Yosef asked the question. It says in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, kol shloi bodak b'shloi shaprakim alolo, anyone who does not check in these three times, shuveinu bodek, he does not check any further. Frek the Gemara, Alma, so we see, v'mikan ve'ilech hudu pligi, that from here and onwards, that's what they argue about. Before the Gemara answers, the Gemara brings, Marzutra masni hachi, Marzutra brings a different version of this braisa. Masiv Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef asked the question, based on the following braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol shloi bodak be'echad mishloi shaprakim alolo, anyone who does not check in these three times, shuv einoi bodek, he does not check any further. In this braisa added the word echad in one of these three. But again, the point is, Alma, so we see, b'shuv einoi bodek, who the pligi that they argue whether he should check any further after the time of itzer, if he should check or not. So the Gemara answers, El Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Rabbi Yehuda also. Im loy bada kamar, he's talking about if he did not check. Vahacha, and over here, Bahacha miflugi, this is what he's talking about. Mar Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Mikmi Isura, before the time of Isur, in yes, he should check. Basar Isura, but after the time of Isur, loy no, he should not check. Zayrat is a decree. Dilma, maybe Asilamechel Minei will come to eat from it. V'Rabbanon Savri, and the Rabbanon hold, loy Gazrino, we do not make any decree, and you can check even after the time of Isur, because we're not worried that he'll come to eat it.